question a lot of people are asking is, in the light of what's happening in the world today with this great economic meltdown, what should the response of Christians be? That's a huge question that I certainly can't answer in any fullness in 2 or 3 minutes. But first of all, there is a meltdown. I don't think we have begun to see even more than the tip of the iceberg. We're going through a period the like of which I think we probably have never seen. Those people who say this will be like the Depression of the 30s may actually be on the optimistic side. This is a global meltdown. Now, what should Christians do? Well, first of all, you don't panic. We believe in God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the promises of God, the promises of grace. We don't panic. But there are certain things we should do. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Now, I put it to you that many Christians are living lives that are full of theft. Now, if that sounds to be an extreme statement, think of this. If I go out and, quotes, buy something, really, I'm getting it on a credit card, say, or some other form of debt, when I know my income will not allow me to pay off that debt, I'm stealing. Now, that's very blunt. Christians shouldn't be doing that. I would say that this is a time, and I trust we'll have a few months at least, where Christians can really give themselves to this. Christians should seek to get themselves out of debt, and certainly don't be taking on debt at this point in time. Get out of it. Use what God has given you. The Bible speaks of go to the ant. Now, learn of the ant. What are we to learn of the ant? Well, she makes preparation for the hard times that are coming. And we're told, do that. That's a good, simple, sound bit of advice. So, get rid of the debt. Do make preparation for the hard times that are coming. And be in a position to help God's work and help God's people. I think the days that lie ahead are going to put a big strain on many people and many churches. I also believe that the days that lie ahead are going to be a test of true Christian fellowship. The Bible commands us to do good to all men, especially to them that believe. We are to do good to the world, but we're to do good particularly to the household of faith. And we are soon going to be in a position where many of God's people are going to be hurting. I would trust that you and I will do our best, by the grace of God, to be in a position, if He so enables us, to be part of the answer of helping God's people. I should say, of course, that there's an upside to all this. And the upside is to get us back to the Bible, to be content with what we have, and to be willing to take Christ at His word, that if you have clothes and food, you have enough. So, let's buy out of the worldly mindedness that I can't be happy unless I have a whole host of things, even though I can't afford them. Let's buy out of that and buy into the truth of the gospel. In the words of the old hymn that I have loved to quote in my own pulpit here, I have Christ. What want I more? That's contentment. And godliness with contentment is great gain.